Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are joining us from. Hi, guys. How are you? Hope you are doing well. And I hope Elder's Daughter Life is not finishing us. As always, you are now listening to Homegirls Unite. Please do not listen to this podcast whilst cooking, cleaning, or doing any childcare related activities. Sit back and relax. So, guys, I have a guest. And it's Samaya. Hi, Samaya.
Hi, Yasin.
How are you? How's your week been?
Alhamdulillah, all good. So I'm preparing to do my first race. And so it's just been a bit of like training for that. Aside from that, it's been good, alhamdulillah. So it's my first half marathon. So I'm really, really excited. So I've run a few races before, but very like smaller distances, like 5Ks, 10Ks, but this is going to be like my longest race, so I'm looking forward to it. And Yasin, you will be there, which I'm really excited about.
Yes, I'm going to be a cheerleader. I don't know if you guys know, but I used to be a cheerleader in high school. A very short cheerleading career, but nonetheless, I had my pom-poms and I cheered. And I'm really like excited for you and sure. Can't wait to cheer you on. So I wanted you to come on the episode today because I wanted to talk about the Tuwezeshi Fellowship, which we are doing in partnership with Forward this year. So a little about the fellowship. It's a young women's leadership program for women of color and in the diaspora. And we just wanted to bring women together to teach them to be like advocates for their own communities. In relation to violence against women and girls. The fellowship has been going on for maybe over 10 years now, and they happen in different countries, including the UK. I was a mentor and a facilitator in Gambia like 2 years ago, and they do it in Tanzania, Kenya, Uganda, just to name a few, Somaliland, etc. So I wanted to have this conversation just to tell you guys what it entails and how you can go about applying for it. So I thought Samaya might be a great person to hear from because she's actually the part of the latest cohort of the fellowship. And I was also part of the fellowship program, but in 2018. And so, yes, Samaya, how did you find out about the Tuwezeshi Fellowship and how has it been for you?
Yeah, so I literally stumbled on it by chance. So I found it on Instagram and it was like late August because I literally went back on my emails. I was like, when did I find out about it? And it was late August, just like towards the end of August. And then the program was beginning on the 1st of September. So I think I must have been like one of the last applications to go through. And because it was so late, I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to get in, but alhamdulillah, I got in. And yeah, it was through Instagram.
When you were applying for it, what was your main goal? Like, what did you want to get out of it? What captured you through the application?
The theme of violence against women and girls, like, I feel like it tied in so well with what I did at uni. So my dissertation, I was looking at, a voice for the voiceless. And one of my chapters was actually focusing on violence against women and girls, specifically looking at trigger warning, sexual violence and FGM. So as soon as I saw the program, I was just like, this is perfect. Like, I feel like it leeways onto something I've spent a lot of time on, had a lot of interest in. And I feel like what I was expecting for the program and what I got were two completely different things, because I feel like I went into the program expecting to like, I got both elements, but I went into it thinking I'm going to learn about how to prevent violence against women and girls and learn like the skills and the tools. But I also feel like it did the same back to me. Like, I unlearned so many things I like subconsciously kind of internalized, and like, it was a lot of unlearning. So I didn't go in thinking, I went in thinking I had to learn, but I did a lot of unlearning at the same time, which was really, really insightful.
That is so interesting to hear because I never think about it that way. And even though you do unlearn a lot of things, because I remember when we did Tuwezeshi Gambia, we had like a close your eyes and answer the question session, where we ask different, we point out different myths, and we check what the girls say, and a lot of them, things that they thought were true were in fact not true, and it became like a big, like, unlearning and relearning session, because you think you know something and then actually that's not the fact. And I would say my experience of Tewezeshi, like, I will brag about this until I can no longer talk, is it's helped me so much in my career development. And that's how Homegirls came to be, because me and Hannah met on the program, and we were partners for our social action project, and we were just complaining about being eldest daughters, and a few months later Homegirls was born. And I think for me the biggest highlight from this Tewezeshi was the residential, and just being away from everyday life and being in like a space where it's just women that get you, having like sleepover like nights, eating together, having movie nights, just connecting, learning together, was really insightful and helped me really build good connection and sisterhood from that session. And I would say about I still talk to most of the girls that I was in the cohort with, and I'm obviously Hannah's my best friend, and I have other girls that I'm really close to and see regularly. What would you say the highlight was for you for the fellowship?
I feel like mine's very similar. It was the sisterhood and the fact that it was such a safe space. Like, for us, the residential was 3 days and then 2 nights, so it was a bit shorter than your one. But in that short time, like, the amount of things that we were discussing, like, you go into a lot of things very quickly. The moment that you wake up, you have things to do, like, but the kind of topics that we're discussing, very vulnerable moments, and it was like the fact that we created that safe space so quickly was stunning. Like, and then after the residential, we had online training, and it's the fact that every time we had the online training, it was like a consistent turnout because everybody enjoyed the residential that much. And the online trainings were on a Saturday in the morning. Like, it was literally like we were waking up and we're like, yes, we're gonna go on and we're gonna continue our training. Like, it was genuinely just a lovely experience. And for me as well, the facilitators, Nana, Aisha and Odin, amazing women. Like, I remember I emailed the day after I came back from the residential, I literally emailed them all. I was like, you guys are amazing people. Like, I'm so grateful to have met you guys. And like, just like the fact that they spread their knowledge to us, and like, I don't know, created that whole program. It was just, I genuinely, like, I still have so much love for them, and it's been almost a year. And I'm still in contact in the sense of, like, I know Homegirls works quite closely with Forward, so I will always be seeing them, which is great.
Yeah. No, honestly, it's been amazing, because I didn't know you were actually on last year's cohort till I got there, because I was facilitating and I stayed over for one night, and I was like, oh my god, it's Samaya. But it was honestly, it was so amazing how we all connected within meeting each other for an hour and having dinner together, having breakfast together, lunch, and then just a space like sitting in the communal area and sharing stories. And also, like, the theme of being an eldest daughter, always being present. I think it was really nice that I remember a session where I think we were talking about self-care and how younger siblings, like youngest daughters, were like giving tips on how to relax, basically. So I really value the sisterhood that comes with this program, and I think it's a lifelong sisterhood, and it's amazing that Forward has created this space for all of us. In terms of your social action project, what did you do and how did you go about deciding that topic?
Still in the midst of the social action project, but what I've chosen to do is I'm going to be looking at a condition called premenstrual dysphoric disorder. So it stands for PMDD for short. And it's a disorder that affects a small population of women. It's actually not that well known, and not much research has like been done into it. And I chose to do that specifically is because I suffer from PMDD, and it's something that I kind of wish I had some knowledge about. I was told when I was younger. So my target audience for now is like, I'm going to be doing a little workshop. I'm targeting it at a small group of Somali girls. And specifically, I'm targeting Somali girls because I feel like periods are such a taboo in our culture. It's a very hush-hush thing. Like if you start, it's not kind of, well, from my experience and from my friend's experience, I don't want to generalize like in like broadly like that, but it's something that isn't, we don't get sat down and just told like, this is how, what periods are, and like from A to Z, like taught the basics of it. It's kind of like you're kind of thrown in the deep end. So my goal is to educate, kind of gauge how young Somali girls are taught about periods, and then teach them about specific like well-being tips, and then also bring up the topic of PMDD. So yeah, that's what my social action project is on, and I'm really, really passionate about facilitating this. Like, I genuinely cannot wait to get started on it.
That is such an important topic that I don't think is touched on. Even me, I think I spoke to you about like thinking that I have PMDD and not being formally diagnosed, but having all the symptoms. And even that, I had to go out of my way to search it and find out this is what it is, because it's not openly talked about. And I don't think I see many people talking about it. So I think you will have a lot of women, not only girls, women as well, who can relate and learn from this. So I'm definitely excited. And I'm actually mentoring Somaya. Yeah. I'm mentoring Somaya. So another thing that comes with the fellowship is each fellow is given a mentor, depending on like their project and the things that that mentor can offer you. And thank God, I begged the team to give me Somaya, because we work so well together. And yeah, when you're ready to launch this, like obviously Homegirls is behind you, and anything you need will definitely support you, because it's such an important topic to consider. So how do you feel like this whole process has benefited you or will benefit you in the future?
So I feel like the main thing I feel like I took away was building my confidence on like allowing myself to be vulnerable. I think before I used to be very closed off, but I remember one of the closing circles, I shared something that I don't think I've ever shared with anybody apart from like close friends. And I remember when I said it, I was just like, am I actually saying this right now? But like at the end of it, I was so happy that like I was able to say it, because I, you know, other people were saying things like that were kind of on their chest and stuff. And I was just like, I'm going to do the same. And when I did it, I felt so happy. And I feel like I've taken that away with me in other aspects of my life, because now I'm very like, I'm not afraid to like be more vocal about certain things. And like even the program as a whole, like Violence Against Women and Girls, actually has benefited the current job that I'm in. So one of the roles that I do at my job, where we work directly with a council in a certain borough, and we're currently working, I don't even know if I've even told you, Yasin, about this, but we're currently helping them with the Vogue strategy in that borough. So it's so like, it feels like a full circle moment, because as soon as I had finished that program, a couple months later, I got this job. And then a couple months later, I was told we're going to be working directly with, you know, a specific council on the Vogue strategy. And I was like, wait, this is insane. Like, it was just literally like piecing together so beautifully. And I genuinely think that it was genuinely from God, because it went from my dissertation that I was really enjoying, and then to finding Homegirls, and then finding Forward, and then finding that job, and then just beautiful. Honestly, I feel like it's impacted me in such a beautiful way, which is why my friends and family know how much I literally sing the praises of Forward's program.
Yeah,
I'm encouraging a lot of my friends to join this year. I'm encouraging my sister as well. I'm trying to get her to sign up. She still hasn't signed up, but I'm forcing her. And this is a call to everybody who's listening to, genuinely, if you want to change your life and genuinely form a sisterhood and just feel like if you even want to just have more insight on the top theme of violence against women and girls, learning more about how to implement self-care into your life, join the program. So yeah, that's how it's benefited me.
Thank you for putting that so beautifully. And I would reiterate that it's absolutely like life-changing for me. Like I said, that's how Homegirls started. Now Homegirls partners with Forward. We finished a 2-year partnership last year, and we're currently just starting a 3-year partnership this year, and we're able to get funding to continue our work. So if you have big plans of things that you want to do for your community and your people, this is really a good space to start, and it gives you the foundation. And you get a small pot of funding to be able to run your program. And that could lead to it being something bigger of setting up your own organization to like fight Vogue. So please, if you feel like this is something you're interested, drop us an email. If you want to know more, we will be more than happy to like talk you through things. If you want to apply, I will leave the link in this description of this episode, so you can just go straight there to apply. The application deadline is the 31st of May, and the program will be starting from July, the last weekend of July. We'll be doing our first residential, so you will actually need the whole weekend to go away. It's in London. And just for the residential training, which is like an amazing opportunity. And you need a 6-month commitment after the residence and to do your social action project. So please take this opportunity. It's an amazing one, and apply, and hopefully we will have some new fellas coming through in the next couple of weeks. So yeah. Any final words, Maya?
In case anybody might be wondering if you can balance this alongside like working or studying, you can. After the residential, which is like 3 days and 2 nights, the online training is, we did it like once a month, and we did it on a Saturday, but it also depends on like how the cohort that you're in, what day works for them best, what time works for them. So it will be a very they're very understanding. They want to make sure that they can be flexible around everybody else's commitment. So please don't let the fact that you might be studying full-time or working full-time stop you from applying. Also, if you when you finish the program, that's not the end of it. You become a fellow, and then you can stay in contact with the facilitators of Forward, and also they have like regular events, so you can always turn up. It's nice to see familiar faces, and yeah, just be part of the community.
Yeah. That's a good one. And I know a lot of fellows have ended up working at Forward as well. So for anyone that's looking to go into this sector, this is a great way to put your foot in the door. And like Samaya's working for Homegirls now. So this, if you're interested in the gender and development sector, this could be a great start to your career. So thank you so much, Samaya, for speaking about your experience. And for anyone that wants to join this year's cohort and wants to talk more about it or needs support with the application, drop me an email and I'll be more than happy to support. Just don't do it the night before the deadline. But other than that, I hope you guys have a good week and rest of the week ahead, and look after yourselves. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.